Guys, hello and welcome to my Tuesday training call. Ted Keyes, your host and top freight sales training expert here in Southern California. Today's training topic is actions of the top freight sales agents. Actions of the top freight sales agents. Basically what that means is if you're going to become a top freight sales agent, you've got to perform a significant amount of specific actions to get you there. So for those of you that are on my contact list, just go ahead and scroll down to any one of those email invites that I gave you today, and we're going to talk about actions of the top freight sales agents. Now, what separates a top performing freight sales agent from the average group? And I'll tell you this, most freight sales agents are average. Most freight sales agents are not even, they're not even getting an income from this profession. Why? Because they don't perform the required actions to become successful. And it's because they apply many successful, these are the top performers, they apply many successful actions in their daily routine. So here's my second list, all right? Here's my second list of the best actions of top performing freight sales agents. First thing they do, guys, is they know how to adapt their sales presentation when their prospects or their customer situations have changed. Let me say that again, as far as the actions of the top freight sales agents. First thing they do is they know how to adapt their sales presentations when their prospects or customer situations have changed. Let me give you a great example, produce, okay? Produce is hauled in either reefers or it could be hauled on flatbeds. Onions are hauled on flatbeds. It could be hauled in dry vans. So there's an idea of a situation changing. Hey, 1 week, you know, you just contacted your prospect. 1 week he's hauling reefer produce. The next time you get a hold of him, he's doing dry vans. So you've got to adapt your sales presentation to what they're doing. See, making changes on the fly is challenging, but it's one way to stand out from your competition. When you go in there thinking, hey, he's doing reefer this week, and then, hey, he tells you, no, we're doing dry van or we're doing flatbed loads of onions, you switching over to that mindset is going to be tremendously in your favor. So learn how to modify your presentation when prospects and customer situations have changed from the time you initially met to the time you're delivering your presentation now. Be adaptable. Your prospect, their requirements will change daily. Now, and when I say requirements, their lanes will change. I mean, if you called them a week ago and, you know, this week they've got different lanes, you have to adapt to that. You have to flip open my freight sales success guide, go to guidelines for quoting freight rates, follow what it is this week. You've got to be adaptable. So that's the first thing. The second action they do, the top freight sales agents do, is they know how to properly and effectively position their freight service and the solutions that it provides. You've got to position your freight service and the solutions that it provides, guys. The vast majority of freight agents will and do fail miserably at this. They just talk every time they call. You know, they think what they're doing is following up. They just blab on and on and on. And what do? They talk about aspects of their freight service or the solutions that have little or no relevance to their customer situation. You have to properly and effectively position your freight service and the solution that it provides. Because in reality, what makes you so interesting to your prospect? Really, think about it. What makes you so interesting? Unfortunately, most freight sales agents, they sound like a quacking duck. You know, if it is a duck, it's quacking. Are you quacking as you're making the call and just asking those same boring questions or talking about yourself when you reach your freight prospect? You've got to effectively position your freight service and the solution that it provides. So that's the second action that top freight sales agents perform. Third action that they perform is their freight their freight sales presentations focus on the prospect. How many times have I heard you say, it's not about you, it's about your prospect? Most presentations focus on you because you focus on your broker's company, you know, your freight service, or other trivial information that's of no interest to the prospect. Every single time you pick up the phone, you've got to make it about them, because that's why you're calling them. You're not calling them to tell you how great you are, okay? You're calling them to listen to what they have to say and listen to their challenges, because it's the challenges that they have that's what's going to get you through the door. Because 9 times out of 10, when you move a prospect's first load, it's because they witnessed a wall. You're the last one standing that can assist them. So they focus their freight sales presentations specifically on the prospect. Fourth action they do, the top freight sales agents do, is they're prepared for potential objections that will always pop up. They're prepared for potential objections that will always pop up. Top performers, they anticipate those objections. Why? Because they've made so many calls to so many different prospects. They've heard the different lines, the different excuses, the different, you know, the different objections that they hear. And what do? They plan the responses before their sales call. After a while, when you've made so many calls after calls after calls, you anticipate these objections. And most objections that you get after a while, you will have at the ready to say back to them. The most typical response in my guide is, hey, regardless of what objection you gave me, whenever you have to move another load, do you ever look for additional carriers? Yes? No? Yes? Hey, what's your email so I can send you my contact info and so we can keep communicating with each other? That's the most basic response to any objection that you come across. So fifth action that they do is they always establish the next steps. Once you get a hold of your prospect, you go through your series of questions, you go through your objections, and, you know, say they don't have any freight for you to move, establish your next steps. You see, shipping decision makers now are busier than ever, which means they're more difficult to connect with. Avoid losing contact, okay? Avoid losing contact with them by agreeing on the next steps after every sales call. Example, can I call you back in a week and check in with you to see if you're having any challenges, to see, you know, if I could quote you any rates next week? You're taking a point in time and you're pinpointing it. Can I call you next week? You see, for them, next week is like totally, it doesn't even exist. So in their mind, they're going to say, for the most part, yes, you absolutely can check in with me next week. You see, that's establishing your next steps. You're going to do this in your face-to-face meetings or over the phone or by text, whatever it is, always establish your next step. Why? Because most of it is for you, so you know that you can safely get a hold of them next week and on and on and on. And plus, it shows them that you are serious about your profession. The next action they do is they follow up after each initial call or meeting. They follow up. Now, so not only do they establish those next steps, they actually follow up on what they promised that they were going to do. You see, many a salesman lost because the freight sales agent failed to follow up after the initial call. And that's usually the case. Most freight sales agents will give up after the second or third call. Why? Well, mainly it's because in their mind they're thinking, hey, this guy has no need or use for me. But in reality, as I keep repeating the statistic, 80% of your sales will come between your fifth and your 12th contact. Okay, so what do? You keep following up. You first establish those next steps, then you keep following up. And again, when you follow up, you're not just saying, hey, I'm just checking in here. Follow up with what challenging freight you got moving this week, what difficult freight. You know, get right to the nitty-gritty I'm looking for your hard stuff. What hard stuff are you moving this week? Hey, what is it? What's the lane? What's the weight? Whatever it is, let me move your hard stuff. So they follow up every time after each initial call. The next action that top freight sales agents perform is they prospect continually to keep their pipeline full. Every single day is a prospecting day. And according to my sales guide, minimum 3 new contacts a day, minimum 15 new contacts a week. It's not uncommon for freight sales agents to experience those peaks and valleys in their sales, okay? That's why we follow, that's why we continue to prospect. This is usually a result, it's mostly a result of failing to prospect for new business on a regular basis, because why? Our business will always go in cycles. Hey, it's produce time. Guys that specialize in peaches, they're hot now, but hey, 3 months later, they're not doing anything. So all of our sales go in cycles. That's why you have to continually keeping your pipeline full. Avoid the highs and lows and schedule time to prospect for new business every day and every week. Again, my minimum, 3 a day, 15 a week. But continue to prospect daily and weekly. When you do that, that is a sign of a top freight sales agent. And that's what's going to bring you the top commissions. Next action they take is, for top freight sales agents, is they always deal with the shipping decision maker. As easy it may be to deal with the gatekeeper, top freight sales agents, they always deal with the shipping decision maker. Not only that, but they want to make sure, or they make sure that they're dealing with the shipping decision maker. Sometimes the gatekeeper or the assistant, the secretary, is the shipping decision maker. You know, we have a tendency to think that, hey, the first person that answers the phone is not who we're going to deal with. You've got to ask those questions. You see, dealing with people who have little or no buying authority, it's all a waste of time. That's not the reason why you're calling that prospect, okay? Many freight sales agents fall into this trap because it's so much easier to deal with, the person that's on the other end of the line, that's actually talking to you. That may be true, however, in the long run, they end up wasting their time because they don't close the deal or move the freight. Why? Because they're not talking to the right individual. Top freight sales agents, they always deal, they always communicate, they always connect with the shipping decision maker. That's the individual that actually gives out the loads, that assigns trucks, that assigns brokers and freight agents to their loads. The last thing they do, one of the last things they do to become a top freight sales agent, is they look for ways to keep in touch with everybody and anybody that they deal with. They're always looking for new ways to keep in touch with anybody and everybody that they deal with. A sale, a load, is not a one-time deal. You must find ways, you must always find ways, and keep finding ways, locating ways to keep your name in your customer's mind to prevent a competitor from squeezing in. Top producing freight sales agents, they incorporate this into their schedule and make it a priority. I talked about this in an earlier call. The three main ways to prospect, are A, email. Second is by text, phone text. The third is by actually picking up the phone, dialing the number, and talking to your prospect. So let's go again. The actions of the top freight sales agents, by becoming a top freight sales agent, you must perform these actions. Not all of them, but certainly a good amount of them. You've got to know how to adapt your sales presentation when your prospects or customer situations have changed. That's the first thing you have to do. The second thing you have to do is know how to properly and effectively position your freight service and the solutions that it provides. Third thing you're going to do is you're going to focus on the prospect. Remember, it is never, ever, ever about you. It is always about your prospect. fourth thing you're going to do, you're going to be prepared for potential objections that not may pop up, but will always pop up. Fifth thing you're going to do is you will always establish the next steps. Tell your prospect, hey, can I call you next week? Can I follow up with you next week? Whatever it is, can I follow up with you tomorrow on that lien? Whatever it is, always establish your next steps. The sixth thing you're going to do is follow up after, and then you're going to actually follow up after each and every call. So the first thing you'll do is establish the next steps. The next thing after that is actually follow up after each and every call. The seventh thing you're going to do is prospect continually to keep your pipeline full. And that is standard stuff. I am always repeating that, not sometimes, but always repeating to build your contact list. What else do they do? They always deal with the shipping decision maker, and they look for ways to keep in touch with everybody and anybody that they come in contact with. Actions of the top freight sales agents. By becoming a top freight sales agent, you must perform a good many of these actions. There's no ifs, ands, or buts around it. What that means is you have to take action in every way possible. Great topic today, and that topic, again, is actions of the top freight sales agents. It has been such a pleasure teaching you, training you again on my Tuesday training call. We'll do it all again next week, same time, 2 p.m. Pacific time and 5 p.m. Eastern time on my Tuesday training call. Take care. God bless. I'll see you all again next Tuesday. Bye-bye.